Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series here on Rambam Hilchos Melachim 6:4. This is the seventh shir in the second series. We've already seen Niflaos Mitoraz Hashem, and now B'siyat HaTishmai. We will continue in the Gemara in Maseches Yevamos on 16b. It says, Ein Makabim Gerim Mitalmoid. The Gemara says, Mishum Avdei Shlomo. And Tosa says that these Avdei Shlomo were Avodim Kenainim. And we're concerned, as the Gemara says, that they were Baal Bas Yisrael, and the Vlad, according to this opinion, is a Mamzer. So we're concerned with Mamzerim. So even though they're Mamzerim are Jewish, we're not going to accept them as quote-unquote converts, as Gerim, because they might marry regular Jews and cause a proliferation of Mamzerim in the general community. Let's see Rashi. Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. So Al Kopanim, these people from Tarmod were Avodim Kenainim, and we're not Makabal them as Gerim. The Malbim in Ezra Perik Beis Pasuk Nun Hey writes, Shehem Mipnei Ha'umois Shenosnan Shlomo Lamas Oive. These Tarmodians were these Avdei Shlomo. They would, what they would do is they would entice Jewish girls to marry them. And then the kids, like we said, would end up being mamzerim. So the Malbim says in Ezra that they are mibnei ha'umos, that Shlomo made them lamas ove. They had to work for him. Das Rashi b'yavomis daf memches amar aleph is lekulei alma matbil ha'adam nes avdoi l'shem avdus baal korcho, that everybody holds that a master may compel, coerce his slave into being toivel l'shem avdus in order to be about an evit kenaini, even though it's against his will. And even according to the Rambam, that you're not matbil, you don't force them to be toivel, to become avadim kenaini with all that entails. Nevertheless, ein medaktikim betfila l'shem avdus shehem eratzon v'ahavs. You don't force them, but you're not particular that it should be done with full will and love and desire. See Rambam, Perek Yudalad Meisurei Bia, Halacha Tes. V'imkein bozeh, Lekulei Alma, Na'asu Gerei Toshav, Kevan Shenasu Avadim. So what we're dealing with, what we're trying to say is, Rabbi Yitzai, that we're dealing here with Gerei Toshav. Why are they Gerei Toshav? Because they're Avadim. And these Avadim Kenainim, have been makabel upon themselves the Sheva Mitzvahs. And ubetvila zu loach patlan b'mipnei hayira. And it doesn't bother us that this tvila is being done out of fear. It's not being done out of love. And that's why they weren't chayav misa. Because as we've been learning in the previous shiurim, if you have a din ger toshav, ein ha'aragin, even according to Rashi, right? Rashi holds that the sheva if you're from the sheva umos chayiv misa, but that if you become a ger toshav, like we saw in the previous shiur, because now you lost your status as a goy. If you're makabel sheva mitzvahs, you're not a goy anymore. If they're avadim kenainim, not only are they chayv and mitzvahs sheva mitzvahs, they're chayv and mitzvahs kamalisha. But the point is that now they have a new status. And what's their status? Their status is a ger toshav. And once they take upon that new status, so then they're no longer the sheva umos. Because as we've been discussing, once you take upon yourself a new status, you're a ger toshav, so memela, you're not one of the sheva umos anymore. So if somebody is a member of the sheva umos, then he's chayv misa. In a chinami, but not if he's makabel sheva mitzvahs, because he now has that new status, as we saw from the Sifri and we saw in the Gemara in Gittin. The only problem is we saw in Rashi and Soita, we're not makabel them because they only want to be geirim mitoch yira. However, that doesn't apply to avadim kenainim. Because avadim kenainim, we see Rashi, you can be matbil them bal korcham, even according to the Rambam, that you can't be matbil them bal korcham. You can't make them become avodim kenainim baal korcham with tefillah. But if they do it out of yira, they're not doing it out of great love for Judaism, it's still chal. And memela, they're not chayav in misa. So that explains why these geirim from Tarmod weren't chayav misa. That's why Shlomo didn't kill them, because they became geiri toshav. They were makabel mitzvahs. However, tzarech iyun. So that's based, and again, what we learned in the previous shiurim, that once you take upon yourself the status of a ger toshav, so then there's no longer by being a kabbalah shev mitzvahs, then there's no longer a chiyuv misa. However, we have to understand the Gemara in Yevamos on 78b says minayin leechad min umah shabala knainis v'hoylid ben shatarashay leknoso. Rashi mefaresh shatarashay v'yata mitzuve lahamisoi. So we see in the Gemara in Yevamos, how do we know that one of the umos who has bia with a kinainis, so you're allowed to acquire this son as an evan, he's not chayav misa midin shiva amimin, even though his mother is a kinainis. So based on what we explain, kol shiyase evad lo gara migir toshav bilochi sarin de miyira sheinu nerak. My time aleka avodim miknayinim mamish. Lomar Gemara kilu kan mechadeshet shezeh beseder im ha'aba ulo kenayini rak ha'ima, az ata yachol leknot oto v'ata lo chayav lahamit oto michiyuv misa shel shiva amemin. Aval lafi dvareinu kol sheyase eved, if he becomes an Eved, he's no less than a Ger Toshev. And we don't have this problem of him being Mekabel Meira, because by an Eved Kenayini it counts. So why can't we say we have Avadim that are Mamish Avadim Kenayinim? We have Avadim that are Mamish from Kenan. Why? It's not a problem, because they're Ger Toshev. So they're not Chayiv Misa. Why do we have to come on to this pseudo Eved Kenayini that only the mother is from Kenan? Why can't we even have the father from Kenan? Once he becomes a Ger Toshev, as a Kol B'Sedel. Ella, שזה בלאו הכי קשה לדעס הרמב״ם והרמב״ן, שהזכרנו באחד מהשיעורים הקודמים, שבקיבלו זין מצווס אין נהרוגים. Right, we've been discussing the Rambam, that if they're מקבל שבע מצווס, they're not killed. כמו שכותב הרמב״ן מיהד שלמה, ועבד גם בלא מילה בתפילה בו שיעקב פנם גר תושב, כמו שכסף הרמב״ן, פרק יודל מייסורי בי הלוחתס וגר תושבינו נהרג. So, this is, putting aside the Gemara for a moment, this is also difficult according to the Rambam and the Ramban. According to the Rambam and the Ramban, if you're makabel sheva mitzvahs, ein erogin, and we see this from Shlomo, that he didn't kill those goyim who were makabel sheva mitzvahs.
That's the Ramban, Perek Chav, Pasuk Yud, in Parashat Shoftim. B'zei ha'in shas Shlomo HaMelech, b'zei dvar matz shel HaMelech Shlomo. Livnos b'es Hashem, b'es Hashem, b'lo b'es Hachom Tzvi Shalayim, kol ha'on b'es Yerim, minah v'mor achid, minah v'mor achid, v'pid v'achid, v'vosi b'nehem, shmos shachem b'es Shalach, u'b'nei Yisrael, achrim b'ayel, shlomo ma'asa, v'nei, it talks about the Shem Umos being the ma'asa, and they worked for Shlomo. But in addition to that, the Ramban says they were makabel sheva mitzvahs. And therefore, they weren't chayav misa. So now we have to understand, according to the Rambam and the Ramban, echem mistadrim im ze. Echem mistadrim im ze. Sheledatam, berega sheyesh kabbalas, berega sheadam, yesh kabbalas shev mitzvus. O, adam uger toshav, ze oto davar, when he's makabel shev mitzvus, he becomes a ger toshav. And Eved doesn't even need a mila and tefila to be a ger toshev. You can be a ger toshev even without mila and tefila. Like the Rambam says, Yudal al-Khates. And a ger toshev is an erak. So then the question would be, why can't they just have regular avodim kenayinim? Why do you have to come on to this mikra charig of an Eved kenayini that the father is from an umos and the mother is a kenayinis? When you should just be able to have regular avodim kenayim. Because if as long as those are kind of sheva mitzvahs, so they're geri toshev.
And that's how Shlomo left him alive. So how do we understand? I said to put aside the Gemara. First of all, just to go back to the sheet around the rod, and I go back to the Gemara. How do you understand the Gemara according to them? Why don't you have Avadim Kenayim Mamish? In fact, the Pnei Yeshua Gidin for 45 days, Tameach HaChadas HaRabba. And based on what we said, it's also Kashi according to Rashi, right? Because we saw Rashi's, with the way we learned Pshat Rashi in the previous shir, in the sixth shir, was that even Rashi holds the film of Kabbalah Sheva Mitzvahs, they're not Erek. Right? Rashi holds that you kill the Sheva Amin, but not if they're no longer Sheva Amin, even Kabbalah Sheva Mitzvahs makes them no longer members of the Sheva Amin. So it must be that we quoted before, that Minay lechem no shabal kenayin tzvul ben shtar v'shek knos v'ebit. And then the Gemara quotes the pasuk v'gam b'nei ato shav magar mechem mehem tiknu. So that it says mehem tiknu, ha'in lo b'dinei avdus, ela la'avoy de ba'alma, u'mashen kein ba'avdi shloimoy. So tomeret, kan lo b'dinei avdus, if we're talking about avdinei avdus, and then makabel mitzvahs, so then that's not what the Gemara is talking about. There you're allowed to take a nevi kenayin mamish. And here we're talking about where they're not makabel mitzvahs. They're just working for you. And since they're just working for you, the only reason it's okay is because the father is not a kenayin. And only the mother is, and you follow the father. So that apparently is pshat in the Gemara, v'ol tzarichim. V'ayein b'torat kohanim, b'parashat b'har, uvav rashi al torah v'tomar, אם כן במה השתמש באבדי אין מוישו, בזיין ומסיין אין אוכל, שרי סרטני לא שחי כל נשמה, אלא מי שמשני, מייס הגויים. In other words, Rashi says that the Jews are going to say, so who's going to serve us? And the answer, if there's a din of lo sechai kol neshama, who's going to serve us? So the answer is, Rashi v'loshe b'soch gvul artzichem, sh'rebehem amarti lo sechaya kol neshama. So if they're within the gvul of your land, it's lo sechaya kol neshama. And who are you going to take as avodah? Those from the outside. Meis ha'goyim asher sviv osechem, like the Ebenezer writes, Amon, Moab, Edom, Aram. אז אפשר לומר שהפשט בברשי על פי המדרש שכיוון שנסעבו במוחם שלא להחיו סם בעלי זה יארגו. Since they were commanded to wage war, not to allow them to live, and in the middle they're going to die. So, there's going to be nobody left. We're going to buy as a slave. In other words, once we wage the war, that's the taina. We're going to wage war and there's going to be nobody left. So who are we going to take as slaves? So the people from the surrounding countries, that's fine. But let's say they remained and they became avad and they were makabel sheva mitzvahs. So then there's no din l'harga. In other words, this whole taina is only when they weren't makabel mitzvahs. But if they were makabel sheva mitzvahs, and they became Geri Tosha, they became Avodim Kenayim, they were Makabel Mitzvahs like Nisha, so then there's no Din Lahargan. And this whole Rashi, this whole Chazal, is only talking about when they were Makabel Mitzvahs, and they were Makabel Mitzvahs, and we killed all of them out, so who's going to be that? Well, the answer is people surrounding us. But if they're Makabel Mitzvahs, they became Avodim, then they're Chinami, then they're Geri Tosha, and then they can be your Avodim. So we have a very important Tosfos HaRosh who will speak out in the next shiur, because he will be a strong foundation for our Yesod. And this week included the seventh shiur in the series, and we have a lot more minhag Hashem to talk about. So please stay tuned, and I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.